This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. As we steam toward this upcoming election, pollsters are using all of their creative tools to peer into voters' psyches, and no one is more intrepid than our partners at Gallup. Time for our weekly attitude check.
And the latest poll numbers suggest
margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said!
Gallup's editor-in-chief is Frank Newport. How are you, Frank?
Fine, thank you.
So Gallup took voters' temperature the other day with some interesting wording. Which party can do a better job keeping the country prosperous? What's your reading?
Well, right now, it's the Democrats, and this poll was through last Sunday. The Democrats beat the Republicans by 9 points, 51 to 42, as the party best able to keep the country prosperous. That's a turnaround from the last several years. And if those perceptions keep up, it would be a good sign for the Democrats this November.
This next one's especially relevant, I guess, in light of yesterday's embassy killings in Libya. Now, we should say you asked this before that happened, but here's the question. Which party do you think will do a better job protecting the country from international terrorism and military threats? What did your polled voters say?
Well, the two parties are tied. 45% of Americans, as you say, through last weekend, said it would be the Republican Party who could do the best job protecting the country, 45% the Democrats. That's a change. We started asking this question after 9/11, and generally the Republicans have had the edge. But prior to the current incident in Libya, as you say, we found Democrats closing the gap, and now it's a draw as far as the American public is concerned.
Anything in your experience tell you much about how an event like yesterday's could spin that number?
Well, we'll see. Obviously, in events like this, we wait and see what the public perception is. That's why we keep polling. We do know that typically there's what we call a rally effect that occurs when the United States is threatened from abroad. And typically, a president's job approval rating and other measures actually go up. But these are unusual times, and I think it's an empirical question. We're just going to have to wait and see.
Gallup editor-in-chief Frank Newport. Thanks.
My pleasure.